get used to this level of living, but you just do deal with it because it is what you have to do.
This Friday morning at 11 o'clock.
And now on Radio 4, our Christmas book of the week, Love, Nina, Dispatches from Family Life. In the early 1980s, Nina Stebe wrote fun-filled letters home to her sister Vic, recounting her trials and triumphs as a nanny to a London family. To open, the author recalls how her younger self felt when she started her new job. The letters are read by Rebecca Staten.
In 1982, at the age of 20, I left my home in Leicestershire to take up a job as nanny in London. I'd not been a nanny before, but felt sure it would be a nice life. And it was a nice life at number 55.
London, NW1, September. Dear Vic, it's fantastic here. The house, the street, London. You can hear the zoo animals waking up in the morning. Mary Kay is funny. Nothing bothers her much, except she can't stand having too much milk in the fridge. They have skimmed. Her and Sam and Will all have the same base and haircut. Apart from that, she's quite fashionable. She swears a lot, and she loves hearing about you lot. So do S&W. Yesterday, Mary Kay asked, "So is it Victoria who plays the violin?" And I spat out my tea laughing. Honestly, Vic, they're always laughing. I feel so happy here. People come round loads. Some real weirdos. The other night, one of them laughed at my ponytail, very short and a bit sticky out. I told Mary Kay later, I saw that woman, pointing at my ponytail and smirking. MK said, "Oh, she's just an idiot, and you're more of one for caring." That's what she's like. Love, Nina. P.S. Who's George Melly? I'm in his room.
The household was made up of Mary Kay Wilmers, deputy editor of the London Review of Books, and her sons, Sam, aged 10 and a half, and Will, aged 9. Also, there was Lucas, the cat, who was mostly out, and Alan Bennett, who lived across the street and often appeared at supper time, and other neighbours, visitors and droppers in. Except for missing my sister Victoria, I was settled and happy straight away.
Dear Vic, being a nanny is great. Not like a job, really. Just like living in someone else's life. Today, before breakfast, Sam had to empty the dishwasher and Will had to feed the cat. Sam: I hate emptying the dishwasher. MK: We all do. That's why we take turns. Will: I hate the cat. MK: We all do. That's why we take turns. Sam: Anyway, Will, the cat hates you. Drops cutlery on the floor and shouts, "Trevor Brooking." Will: Don't say Trevor Brooking in front of the new nanny. Sam had porridge, made by me in a pan. Will had grilled tomatoes with garlic. He made it himself, except for lighting the grill. MK had hippie bread, not granary, toasted. Lucas had go-cat, chicken flavour. We are very near the zoo, but they never go there. And nearish to Madame Tussauds, but they never go there either. They never do the things you'd imagine. Apparently only people who don't live in London do all that stuff. Our closest, Monopoly-wise, would be Oxford Street, green, or Euston Road, blue. Hope all's well with you. Love, Nina. Dear Vic, the kitchen is where we are most of the time. It's a big room, with a long table in one half and a sofa and telly in the other. Mary Kay and Will like to sit on the back of the sofa with their feet on the seat bit. And me and Sam like to sit in the proper place. We watch Coronation Street, The Young Ones, Question of Sport, University Challenge, sports, snooker, football. The walls are covered in ancient plates, blue and white mostly, and pictures. One of a cyclist, one of a man holding a fish by its tail, and a cutting of an old uncle of Mary Kay's, who was a conductor in the USA. Music, not bus. Our usual place is at the table for supper. Will at 11, Sam at 12, MK at 1, Alan Bennett at 9, and me at 3. Rectangle clock face. AB tries to go in Will's place sometimes, because he likes to be in the middle. There's a plastic tablecloth, which Sam hides food under, and a great clanking bread bin. Wooden shutters at the window. You have to shut them or people walking past can look in. I don't always remember to, and people do, look in. If that happens, we always look out at them. And it's strange. My rooms, two adjoining, are the nicest, I think. I have a giant mirror like out of a posh pub. Thanks for George Melly information. He sounds nice. But I'm sorry to tell you that he doesn't live here anymore. He used to, before Mary Kay did. But there are famous persons living in the street, including Jonathan Miller, ex-doctor, now opera singer. Yesterday I cooked a stew. 4 hours, oven lowest. AB came for supper. AB, very nice, but you don't really want tin tomatoes in a beef stew. Me, it's a hunter's stew. AB, you don't want tin tomatoes in it, whoever's it is. Who's more likely to know about beef stew? Him, a bloke who can't be bothered to cook his own tea, or the Good Housekeeping Illustrated cookbook? MK has shown me how to do stir-fried cabbage. Fry an onion and garlic, always garlic, garlic, garlic. Add some fine shredded cabbage, fry and add soy sauce at the end. It's lovely, but you're always thirsty after. Dear Vic, shocked to hear that Sam and Will had never had toffos, so I got some for after school and put them on the radiator to soften up. Sam, why are they called toffos then? Will, because they're for toffs. Will, chewing, thinking. Actually, they're just naked Rolos. Hope all well at the Pines. Bad news you're doing, Knights. I can imagine it. All those sleeping old people in that spooky old house with that ticking clock. Been telling S&W about it all. They love it. Especially the ghostly ticking of the grandfather clock. Love, Nina. P.S. Why watch horror films if you're scared? Why don't you read a funny book or play chess? So here it is, Merry Christmas, everybody. Dear Vic, Saturday, Mary Kay came home with an 8-foot-tall Xmas tree. She'd carried it up from Inverness Street with one of the market blokes. We had a lot of problems getting it up. MK thought the stem was too long. She called it a stem. It was actually a trunk. MK, someone will have to go to the Millers and borrow their saw. We ignore her. MK, who's going? I've just lugged the tree home. Will, not me. Sam, I'm not going. MK, to me. Looks like it's you, Nanny. I said I'd go if Sam came with me. When we got there, only a few doors up, we had a scuffle on the doorstep. When Jonathan Miller answered the door, I pushed Sam in front of me and he blurted out, "The nanny wants to borrow the saw." When we got home, MK asked what JM had said. I said he'd said, "Don't forget to bring it back." MK looked at the ceiling, which in her language means, "Idiot." And I felt bad because JM hadn't actually said, "Don't forget to bring it back." He'd said something like, "Well, good luck, take care." Something friendly and supportive and really didn't deserve the ceiling look. I said he'd said, "Don't forget," etc., to make sure we would actually give it back, seeing as I'd been the borrower. I know what it's like when you borrow a thing on behalf of someone else. Anyway, it's up now, all covered with little angels and balls and beads and lights, the Xmas tree. It looks brilliant. The best I've ever seen in real life. See you on the 24th. Love, Nina. P.S. Great you're having driving lessons. But not sure Mr. T is the best instructor. He never sleeps and he's 89. Dear Vic, I have promised I'll feed Lucas the cat every day and clean out the crusty food bowl if we can change his name to Jack. I'm not keen on the name Lucas. It reminds me of Mrs. Lucas. You might not remember her. She was that nice but quiet teacher at Gwendolyn Junior School. I've made friends with two nannies nearby, Pippa and Amanda. Also on the friend front, there's Nunny, the Tomalin's new helper volunteer. He's very confident and jokey, which is good for Tom, but will take a bit of getting used to. Nunny has the annoying habit of suddenly laughing at you, though, which can be disconcerting. For instance, to make conversation, I asked him if he had any hobbies, and he burst out laughing as if I'd said a hilarious punchline. I must have looked shocked, because he then said, "Sorry, no, I don't have any hobbies. Do you?" And of course I said, "No, not really." So that's how it'll be with this helper. Seems a bit like hard work. Anyway, I think he'll be good for Tom, and if not, he's only here for 6 months. Love, Nina. Dear Vic, played a little trick on Nunny, which seems bad now, but at the time was funny. There was a note on the sideboard from Claire Tomalin saying about putting a casserole in the oven at such and such a time and temperature. And I added at the bottom, "And please groom Miranda, the cat." Later, Nunny. I've told Claire I'm not prepared to groom the cat. Me. "Oh, what did she say?" Nunny. "She was fine about it." We all played Buckaroo, which Sam got for Xmas. But none of us liked the bit where the mule bucks. Too shocking. Except Nunny, who says if Sam doesn't want it, Buckaroo, he'll take it round to 57. Me and Will have advised Sam not to let go of Buckaroo so soon. Love, Nina. Dear Vic, I can't pass on Mr. Blunt's letter to Jonathan Miller just at the moment. I think I'm in his bad books. It's partly that I asked him if he was an opera singer, and everyone laughed, because he isn't one, and although being an opera singer is fine, apparently it's ridiculous if someone thinks you are but you aren't. Can't decide if this is insulting to opera singers or to anyone who isn't one. Also, I think Jay Miller is bearing a grudge over the loss of his saw at Xmas. He never mentions it, but I know something's on his mind. It's the injustice of it that bothers me. I tried my hardest to keep the saw safe, but nothing's sacred in this madhouse. Will and me both have head lice. Sam is lording over us because he's clear as a bell. MK's having the overnight lotion same as us to be on the safe side. We look terrible, all greasy-haired, and we stink. AB was a bit put off at supper and said not to scratch or shake near his plate. See you soon. Love, Nina. Dear Vic, of course he's the Alan Bennett. You'd know him if you saw him. He used to be in Coronation Street. He's got a small nose and Yorkshire accent. He's very nice. He says, "Don't be daft," etc. He's getting quite famous now. Probably more so than Jonathan Miller, actually. But he's not bothered about it. When he comes over for supper, he does this tiny short doorbell ring. Hardly a ring at all. He just touches the bell and it makes just the beginning of a ring. That's him. Minimum fuss. Once, late at night, when I was on my own, I thought I could hear someone creeping around the house, burglar or worse. I got myself so scared I rang AB and asked him to come over. He came over straight away, his mac over his pyjamas, holding his brolly. He had a good look around. There was no one. I was so embarrassed. I almost wished there was. I said, "I feel such an idiot." And he said, "Don't be daft." Love, Nina.
Rebecca Staton was reading Love, Nina, Dispatches from Family Life by Nina Stibbe. The book was abridged by Penny Lester and produced by Gemma Jenkins. And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Tuesday, the 24th of December. There are warnings of gales in all areas. The general synopsis at 1800, low Rockall 942, expected Faroes 929 by 1800 Tuesday. Low 150 miles west of Rockall 950, moving quickly eastwards and losing its identity. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Zira, south at Zira. Southeasterly, veering southerly, 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 later, except in south at Zira. Rain, then squally showers, moderate or poor, occasionally good. 40s, Cromartie, 4th Tyne, west Dogger. Southerly 7 to severe gale 9, veering southwesterly gale 8 to storm 10. Rain, then squally showers, moderate or poor, becoming good. East Dogger, Fisher, German Bight. Southerly or southwesterly 7 to severe gale 9, increasing storm 10.